Yesterday, I was on a conference call at 6 a.m. and then another at 7. It was my normal routine to get up early and begin working before homeschooling starts. I looked up from my desk around 7:30 and realized it was still dark. Where was the sun? Had the time changed? After all, time in this crazy world we're living in isn't what it used to be. I put my head back down and continued to work. At 8:45, it was still dark. Dark, but strangely orange at the same time. The layer of smoke was so thick in the sky I couldn't see the sun. I got my kids up and had to explain, "The sun is still there, I'm sure of it, you just can't see it right now. It's the one constant in the universe. Every day, at least, the sun will always rise, except yesterday. Had we finally gone and done it? Even the sun doesn't want to come out, and I had to wonder if it would ever be willing to come back to this horror show of a world we've created. I promised my children it would be okay. The smoke would lift, the clouds would part. We would see the sun shining down upon us once again. It was still dark, though, well into the day, and I worried how much longer I would be a liar to my kids. I think I do enough. I work at a nonprofit. I buy local and organic. I recycle. I turn off the lights when I leave the room. I write get out the vote postcards and donate to dozens of charities that I care deeply about. I raise my children to be kind and tolerant, but it's not enough. Clearly, the sun did not come out that day. Whatever it is that I'm doing, it's not enough, not nearly enough. Whatever it is that we are all doing, it's not enough. Perhaps if we do more, the sun will come back to us. With a perspective, I'm Jenny DeSilva.